Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Bring Your Own, a catch-all bookish most of the time podcast. I'm Brandy.
I'm Kendra.
I'm Kayla.
And today we are back again with another holiday novella roundtable. If you listened to last year's, you probably know we're not choosing cute, wholesome, you know, typical holiday novellas for these roundtables. We are picking some weird ones that we found in the depths of KU. So we're very excited about this. But before we jump in, what are we reading? What are we drinking?
I'll go first. Well, it's gone now. I had a hot oat milk vanilla latte. It's so cold here in Texas this morning. If you guys could see Kayla's face and even Brandy's. Oh my God, these cold weather bitches. Like, we get it. We get it. It's cold here. I had to wear gloves. I went on a walk this morning and I had to wear gloves. It was cold. Everyone was in like their little winter gear. Like, it's our only excuse to like wear it. So yeah, I just needed something warm to like warm me up. I had to cut my heat on when I got home, take a nice hot shower, just like defrost my body. I like was numb, you know.
Wait,
you guys get so, it? Yeah.
I've never heard. Not never. I just don't think I've ever hear it that often. Somebody say I cut my heat on. I just say I turn my heat
you
on.
You get on me, but Kayla gets on me for this all the time.
I'll colloquial, say like, yeah, like, different colloquialisms.
Yeah, it's I know. 66. Listen, no. I was up at 5 o'clock this morning. I was up at five. What was the weather at five?
It was probably still in the 50s. It was still in the 50s.
No, I think it was like in the 40s. Guys, I promise you, it's cold.
Guys!
It's cold. But yeah, like I say, like cut the light on, like cut the grass, like
cut the light on. I've never heard cut the light on.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Cut the light off. Cut the light on. I don't know, like. Texas education, like, sue me.
Cut the grass. Cut the grass, I can understand. But cut, like, if you're turning something on to cut it on, that's...
Could you say, like, cut it out? And, you know, that means, like, stop. Cut it out. Did you not watch Full House as a kid?
No, of course I know what cut it out means. But, like, I just never heard that referred to as to turn something on. Like, anyway.
Yeah, well, cut it on. Okay. So that's what I was drinking because it was just so chilly and like I was just so cold. Like, oh my gosh. I'm even wearing a sweater right now.
You wear sweaters year round.
I have not worn. I'm going to wear it out. I wear it in my house all the time. I'm going to wear it out.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm reading two books. Yeah. I'm reading two books today. The first one I'm listening to on Spotify is called Defend the Dawn by Bridget Kimmerer.
I was surprised when I saw you pick those up on Storygraph.
They're so much fun. Like the first one I've been wanting to read for a while because our friend Pauline at the Books I've Loved, she read it when they first came out and like raved about it. So it's always kind of just been like in the back of my mind. And then I just put the request in on Libby and I finally got it. The audio was pretty decent and it's fun. So I'm on book two. It's a 3-book series. It's fantasy, but like so fantasy light because they don't have powers. There's no magic. Like there's no magic, no nothing. It's literally they just live in like a kingdom and they have a king and a lot of people are sick and dying. So they need like a cure. That is what's kind of happening right now. That's a very bad description, but it's really good. And there's like a little romance in it and it was pretty action packed. I'm not recommending that to either of you because I'm done recommending you guys books. I will not be. This is.
I just know Kayla's like seething inside because you've said so many times, I'm just not a fantasy girl, Kayla. I'm just not a fantasy girl.
I'm not. Kayla and I literally had this debate again this week. She's not.
Respectfully.
I was like, to be a fantasy girl, I just feel like the majority of the books you read or seek have to be fantasy, right?
But the majority of books I read, like if we're talking majority, they're not fantasy.
But Kayla, you actively seek fantasy books out. You are so more willing to give an unknown fantasy book a chance than I feel like Brandy and I. Brandy, maybe you too sometimes, but like I feel like Kayla most definitely. You read shit. I'm like, how did you hear about that?
Really?
Bro, yes, there are certain fantasy books. I'm like, where'd you get that? I'm honestly shook you haven't done Brandon Sanderson or any of those big dogs yet. That's
Do
next.
Do you read non-romantasy fantasy?
Yeah. Yeah, like Ember in the Ashes is not a romance fantasy series at all.
Okay.
So yeah, I do.
Then why haven't you read Fonda Lee?
I do want to read that. This is so interesting. I'll put a hold on right now.
A book I define my take by. I actually just bought Ember in the Ashes and A Torch Against the Night with that Audible sale. It's going
on. Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Kayla just, no hesitation. I'll put a hold on it. Why can't you do that for something else? Anyways, not to fight. I'm also reading I Restarted A False Start by Elsie Silver because I started it like a few months ago when I first moved. Life is too chaotic. Last night, I can't sleep. I'm like, I need a new book. And I was, guys, I was in the trenches with KU. Like, nothing was hitting. And then I was like, wait, just pick this back up, finally. So I'm going to do that. I started it from the beginning.
Okay.
Guys, a little perverted, but it's okay.
Kayla,
the books, this is not a spoiler. The book starts with them making out in a men's bathroom in some seedy bar. That's a little perverted.
She's 18.
She is too. Oh. Yeah. She's so young. Which again, Kayla, a little hypocritical of you.
She's just not
underage.
Little.
Lou isn't either.
Exactly. And they're both in Canada. Anyways, that's what I'm listening to and reading.
She could have been in high school and it would have been legal.
I mean, didn't they meet when she was in high school, technically? We meet her when she's in high school.
Yeah, they hadn't met before that.
Her. I don't like if I think too hard about it.
What, that they hadn't met before?
There's a time jump.
No, it's just like when you meet, like, it's like when I think too hard about the Like Us series, I'm like, I knew you guys as children. And
now, now you're getting like, raw dogged in a car.
Yeah, I don't, like, that's like always like a tough thing with like second gen series. You're like, you were a baby. What are you doing? That's hard.
Oh my gosh.
How is that for like KBR, like Krista and Becca Ritchie? How do they write that? Because they wrote them as like babies.
Mm-hmm.
From conception through
everybody
the birth
was
now.
A baby at once.
I know.
At one point, yeah.
Have you seen that meme of Detective Sabler when he's like, "She was 15, you sick fuck." Have you seen that? It's really funny. I think of that.
That is so funny.
Sorry.
I'll go next. I just have a water today. I know, but listen. Jared and I have this couple that we're friends with. We've gone on vacations with them before.
Are you trying to tell us you swing?
No. No. Negative. No pineapples involved here. None. No. No.
What's that on your shelf? Is that a pineapple in the back?
It's not. What?
I was just making shit up. I know. Like, it's just so easy.
I know. No, but they like love to like go out to cocktail bars, have fun. Like, you know, we do too. Jared and I enjoy that. But they like to stay out.
Mm.
We do not.
You guys got lit last night?
Me specifically. I didn't get lit because I drove home. But I think I'm just so tired. And I'm like not used to staying out past midnight anymore.
Oh,
like I'm just
you're out past
anymore.
Midnight?
Yeah. I know.
That's crazy,
we
actually.
We were there till they closed. And I was like, all right.
You closed the place down?
They closed at midnight. And so we left at midnight. But I was just like, you guys, I'm too old for this. They're older.
That's wild.
But even still, I'm like, this is too much. But I mean, we had fun. We always have fun. But like, it's still just like, I'm not used to that. So anyway, I just have water today. I was just feeling a little dehydrated. So I needed some. And I'm listening to a book called P.S. I Hate You by Lauren Connolly, who I don't know if this is a debut. It might be. No, I don't know. But I saw it on PRH Audio. Thank you so much, PRH Audio. Oh my God, it's definitely not a debut. I selected her name on Storycraft and she's got so much stuff. Anyway, but I'm listening to it because it was narrated. Like a debut. Yeah, it doesn't. It's actually very good.
Say, yeah.
No, it doesn't. It's actually quite good. It's narrated by Carissa Backer, which is the entire reason I selected it on PRH. And I'm really having a good time so far. I'm not far in. I'm only like 25% in, but it's really keeping me interested. The girl's really funny and interesting. So I'm having a good time. I'm not physically reading anything at the moment, but that's what I'm reading.
I love it. I can't stop saying it like that because of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Lisa Barlow. I love that. I love that.
That's so funny. Ugh.
And when you guys watch that show, I'll know you really love me. But I am I am currently drinking a hot caramel latte, back to my roots. It's delicious. I am listening to Is She Really Going Out With Him by Sophie Cousins, which is Kayla and Kendra Rec. I'm having a good time so far. When you said sometimes you love a romance book that you just know exactly how it's going to go, that's exactly that's such a good description for this book, because the minute a certain character is introduced, I was like, oh,
yep, that's
locked
that's
in. Yeah. I'm really enjoying it though. It's like it's a great, it's just like a solid romance book. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having fun. I'm having a good time. There's some very I laughed out loud a couple of times. The narration's well done. Thank you, PRH Audio. I love you. And then I am debating which physical book I want to start. I'm either starting Say You'll Remember Me by Abby Jimenez or Destructively Mine by Kristen Becker Ritchie for my trip home. I don't know, you guys. I'm just so nervous for Say You'll Remember Me because I have not heard a single friend of mine who's finished it rave about it. I haven't heard anybody drag it, but I also haven't heard anybody rave about it.
Yeah,
I have an opinion.
Both these girlies have read it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you should start Destructively Mine.
Oh, I was going to do opposite.
Were you going to say You'll Remember Me?
Yeah, just knock it out. And then you have, you have, you know, like something to look forward to after.
Oh, jeez.
I think if it feels like more a chore that I'm going to like have a really hard time getting through it.
That's what I was going to say.
No. I don't think Say You'll Remember Me feels like a chore at all. Well, I think it's like, Brandy, it reads so fast. It's still a good book. They're just like, there are just things in it where I would love to know your take on them, how you would view them. Because I think I have seen people rave about it, actually. And so you honestly could end either way. I feel like you should just do Say You'll Remember Me. And then it reads so fast. Like you're guaranteed to just fly it straight through it.
I don't actually know if this is true. I have no idea what the page count was, but it felt shorter to me than her other books. It's probably not true, but when I read it, I don't know if it's because of how quick I read it, which I don't even think I read it that fast, but still, I don't know. Maybe it's the way it was paced, like the things that happened felt, I don't know. That's just how it felt to me.
There are certain authors though, my brain just locks in to where everything just goes by fast. Like I would say Abby Jimenez, Jessa Hastings, Emily Henry, Cara Bustin. No matter the length, I'm gonna read it fast. So
yeah.
I think it was kind of a mixture of maybe of it
that's
being
kind
a little
of how I am too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I say okay. Get that out the way.
I still don't know. I don't know. Brandy, I'm really excited for Destructively Mine.
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, so then you can hold on to that excitement, you know?
Okay.
My last Berkeley widget. Just kidding. I got that one from Nat Kelly. But anyways, yeah, that's where I'm at. Can't wait to talk about this train wreck that I just finished last night.
Really? Okay. How long was each of you guys' books?
52 pages.
Mine was... What? On Storygraph, it says it's 28 pages, but I feel like that's not true. It's 52. Excuse me. It's 52 pages.
Mine was 21 pages, and that was intentional. I wanted something short and sweet.
Yeah, wasn't your elf one last year 9?
It sure was.
9 is crazy.
So listen, it's the holiday season. You're at home, surrounded by family or not. I don't know your situation. Maybe you just want to get horny, but you don't want to spend that much time. Maybe Twitter is down or you're in a public place.
Twitter is down.
And you just need something to get you going. You need something
short.
You
forgot your AirPods.
Yeah. You forgot your AirPods.
So that's what you're suggesting? Your 9-page? No, I'm
I just feel like these books that are like 20 pages and less are necessary. You need to get to the point sometimes. Exactly. They exist for... I'm not saying they're good. But the smut, if you... Even that's not... It's questionable. But it'll get you thinking. It'll lead you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Instead of like 50 pages, that's like over an hour. Like your pie's burning in the oven and you're...
And you're bricked up about this snowman. Yes.
But with a 20 page... Your pie still has 30 minutes left and you can just...
Oh my God.
Plenty of time. Kayla's like, please end this.
Well, I'll go ahead and start us off.
Okay.
I picked this book because I kind of like vaguely remember seeing it around. I can't remember if it was Instagram or TikTok a couple years ago. And it's called Elfed by Ginger Kane. And she's got like an entire series. If you've seen the cover, I'll describe the cover for the listeners. But it's just a black background. And then it's got a phallic-shaped candy cane-striped object on there with some like... Imagine like... Sounds so gross. Imagine like just cream falling over the candy cane phallic shaped object. That's what it looked. That's the entire cover.
Is cream what it is?
I'll explain.
Okay. Show us, please.
Okay. Yeah. Show us. Okay. We'll post these on our Instagram at Bring Your Own Pod. By the way.
Oh.
You know,
I don't like it.
I thought it was gonna be more penis like the shape, but not really.
Yeah.
I just don't like how it's sticking up from the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. But okay, so I will say this book. So last year for Christmas, if you remember, I read a
her favorite book of the year.
MMF. My favorite book of the year. An MMF book where one of the guys was like an octopus or had tentacles rather. Sorry, he wasn't an octopus. He just had tentacles. My bad. And I was like, wait, this is actually not that bad.
Blushing.
No, because for Halloween, the one that I read, it was so ridiculous. There was absolutely zero way that, like, you know, I was... Kinder would always be like, oh my gosh, you turned on. I was like, absolutely not. This is ridiculous. Same thing with Bigfoot's Bride that we just read for Halloween. These Christmas ones, though, I don't know what the deal is, you guys, but...
It's the birth of Christ that just like really gets you going.
Anyway, okay. No, but I'll just start in with the synopsis here. So we're following Holly, who just got back from a Christmas party with her friends. Okay. She gets into her apartment. She's frustrated right now. Oh no.
Oh, this is gonna be fun for you.
Yeah. She's really frustrated because she is currently single and she keeps getting like a lot of unsolicited advice about how to not be single, you know, at a party, like, you know, a lot of people deal with at holidays. So she's exhausted. Mm-hmm. She's tired of hearing it. So as she enters her apartment, she, you know, does a typical thing where she like, you know, whips off her coat, throws her boots away, and she throws her keys on the counter and they fall off the side of the counter. And she says, oh, elf me. Like, oh, fuck me, I guess, type of thing. I don't know why she said it. But anyway, she said that, okay? They had a Secret Santa exchange at this party, and someone got her because, again, she's single and they, you know, wanted to be funny. They got her this very festive 12-inch dildo that has a little Christmas elf, like, hanging off the side of it.
I'm calling HR.
Yeah. And it reads, go elf yourself on the little elf guy. So yeah, so that's what they get her. She still doesn't know who gave it to her, by the way, because nobody would fess up to the fact that they got her a dildo, but that's what they gave her. So she's like, oh, whatever. She leaves it on the counter, and she settles in to watch this cutie little Christmas movie. She watches her favorite one, a stop animation movie about elves. And she says, like, whoever got me that gift got that, or the gift with the elf on it, got that part right, because she has, like, I guess, like, collections of elves just, like, all over her house, like, little figurines of elves. So she loves elves, I guess. All right. So then she gets up after the movie is done. She notices that the box is gone. Or, excuse me, that the dildo is gone from the box. It's empty. The elf is also gone. She's like, oh my gosh. She's like, oh my gosh, is there an intruder in my house? She starts to get really worried. She picks up a cast iron pan, like, you know, like Rapunzel did. She's mm-hmm. like going around her house with this cast iron pan in her hand, thinking she's got like an intruder. She turns again towards the counter where the box is, and the elf is there again, just sitting nicely on the counter, this little elf. She's like, oh my gosh, thank goodness, you know, nothing happened. I was just crazy. But then she still realizes that the dildo is still gone. So she's like, what's going on? She puts the cast iron pan back down, turns back around. And then now the elf is sitting on the couch with his like little legs crossed, just sitting nicely on the couch with the dildo right next to him. Okay.
Not the legs crossed. How big is this elf? Like
right now the elf is very small. Oh, it's right like a now. Little figurine. Ooh, yeah, because when foreshadowing. Because when they gave her the elf, like there was like a little like it was like a little like extra bit, I don't know what you want to call it, like mm-hmm. it was hanging off the side of the dildo, like it was like holding on to the dildo, okay. like it was just like a little decoration, if you will. She's like, oh my gosh, did the eggnog I had earlier, like, is it expired? Am I going crazy? You know, and then she all of a sudden hears a voice talking to her, and he says, don't be so hard on yourself, darling. The holidays tend to make everyone a little crazy. And of course, it's the elf sitting on the couch. And now he is like a normal sized human. Actually, he's quite a lot larger than that now. But this elf that was, you know, this little figurine is now talking to her next to this dildo that she's got on the couch. Okay. And she says, this is the first thing that she like thinks when she sees him. She said he was the strangest, sexiest thing she had ever seen. She's like instantly.
Are always so horny.
I know. She's instantly like, oh, I need that. She says there was some kind of otherness that clung to him like the smoke of a campfire, shrouding him in a shimmering veil that was almost painful to look at. But she had to look at him because he was exquisite. That's what she says. Okay.
Beautiful.
So she's just like, yeah, she's admiring this man or this elf thing or whatever that is just sitting there like talking to her. She said, whatever he wasn't human. She didn't need a user guide to figure that out. And much to her surprise, that knowledge excited her. So she's like really excited about this. Okay. But again, as she's looking over his body, this is the part where she's like, oh my God, she says, but more shocking than all of that, more telling that this creature was something of another world, another place, was the enormous red and white striped cock bobbing between his legs, spiraled like a dildo had been, but clearly part of him, clearly hot and alive and eager as it pulsed and throbbed. This part actually is gross. Thick white liquid seeping from its tip and running down its impossible girth in spiraling rivulets. Ew. Anyway, I know he's already like,
why isn't he wearing pants?
No, he is. I think. Well, actually, that's a good. No, I guess he's not. You're right. I don't know. It's odd.
What is the color of the rest of his body? If his
I don't remember. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I don't remember. But get this. So she's like, what are you? Like, what? What are you? Who are you? He says, well, I'm technically a fae, but I'm actually an erect licentious fae. I don't know how you say that. Or an elf, for short. Get that? An erect.
Elves are fae?
No. Erect mm-hmm. licentious fae. Elf.
ELF.
Oh.
ELF.
Oh, acronym.
Acronym, yeah. So
acronym.
That's a kind of.
I would believe it. They're like, yeah, like elves are fae, the ears, like.
How do you say that? licentious? Licentious, excuse me. An erect licentious fae.
What does licentious mean?
According to my Kindle, promiscuous and unprincipled in sexual matters. So that makes a lot of sense.
Oh.
There you go.
Mind you, elves build toys for children. The red, like, you know the... when Kendrick Lamar dropped Not Like Us, boo, loser. Anyways, when he dropped it,
oh, okay,
the art for the single is Drake's... I'm so sorry, King. Is Drake's house with the sexual offender. Right. Oh, like,
yes.
Like,
dot.
That...
Yes.
That is the North Pole.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry, Drake.
Anyway, so suddenly he's like... He can move super quick. Okay, so suddenly he's like towering in front of her. And he says that she brought him to life by saying the magic words, which were elf me, if you remember. She said that in the very beginning of the story when she like threw her keys across the counter. Okay. She's like so turned on. Okay, she can't help but looking at him, at his massive spiral dick. And he... sorry. He's like, okay, if you ever want me to disappear or to stop, it's just say elf off. That's like the safe word, okay? But once she says it, he can't come back, okay? So she's got to be like really careful, okay? Mm-hmm. So she's like basically kind of begging for it at this point. So the elf grabs her and suddenly they're like in her bedroom because, again, he can like move really fast. So basically like in a blink. And he's like, he tears off her sweater with his claws. By the way, he's got claws, I guess.
Of course.
Yeah, he's like kissing her and sucking her everywhere.
I hate him.
Yeah.
Sucking her everywhere is an insane description.
That's what's happening. That's what's going on. Okay. Meanwhile, it seems like his dick has like a life of its own. And it's like literally like moving on its own and like stroking her. Okay. and then suddenly she realizes that there are... she's being gripped in more places than somebody should have hands. And it turns out he grew four more arms.
Wow.
So he's got six hands grabbing her in different places, like her hair, her hips, her waist, her butt, you know, like he's everywhere.
Oh, that is so gross.
All right. So as...
mind you, Kayla said that this one was pretty good.
No, I did. The reason that I say it's actually pretty good is because actually this was, even though like me describing it, I like me saying this now, I'm like, oh, this is so gross. It's actually really well written. Like, I really don't like to say it, like, but it's true. Like, this Ginger Kane gal has a talent. I'll tell you that. Like, she's good at writing. Okay. Anyway, he eats her out and he's got all six arms holding her down. And then she says, now it feels, I don't actually, this wasn't confirmed, but she says as she's being eaten out that now it feels like he grew six tongues as well. So there you go. She comes so hard that she immediately falls asleep. But she wakes
okay, King.
To, yeah, she, but she, when she wakes up, she, is being pinned down by these like layers of like frost and like gossamer. Like, she feels like she's like wrapped like a present. So she's like pinned mm-hmm. down. He's pinning her down like that. Also, her bedroom is now like, it's completely dark, except it's just twinkling like lights and stars, I guess, in her bedroom. Okay. And so he's standing at the foot of her bed, and then suddenly two candy canes, this is so stupid, two candy cane striped horns sprout from his temples. So he looks like a ram now. So he's got these like candy cane horns on the side of his head. Yeah, he snaps his fingers and suddenly she's on all fours right in front of him. She's still wrapped in this gossamer, okay? And so she's like right in front of his candy cane dick that he's stroking, and he says he hasn't released in over 100 years because nobody has ever like
Kendra's tired.
She's so tired. I'm believe it or not, I'm almost done. Because like nobody has ever like, you know, said the magic words. Nobody's ever, you know, wanted to do it with him. Can't imagine why. So he starts to, you know, he starts to fuck her face, and of course He tastes like, who wants to guess? What's he taste like?
Peppermint cream.
Did you say, did you both say peppermint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you're incorrect. It's vanilla, mm-hmm. quote, the vanilla spice, chai spice, and the holidays.
Girl, oh. That's your drink. The vanilla chai spice?
maybe this was the book for me. That's crazy. Like. I don't know. That's just what she said.
That's honestly the most ridiculous thing in this book. The holidays.
She notices, although of course he's like totally massive, like, you know, he's like 12-inch dick, huge, girthy, blah, mm-hmm. blah. She notices that there's like some type of magic that doesn't make it hurt at all. Okay. She's wow. like, he's literally like making her throat bulge. And she says that she doesn't hurt at all from it. She says it defies the laws of anatomy and physics. Okay. So mm-hmm. some type of magic going on there.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that he's like also throughout this entire thing, he is calling her darling. So he's like, oh my gosh, are you?
Oh, you liked that, didn't you?
Oh, no. So I was like, don't you dare.
Yeah, that's your nickname,
stop
bro.
It, you stop ate it. No.
Yep. Got you.
Got her.
He's like, are you enjoying this holiday cheer, darling? There you go. And so then
you just
suddenly
pictured Connor Cobalt.
No, don't you dare. Don't you dare. Oh my god. So suddenly this like gossamer collar that she's got slides down her body and it goes where?
Her pussy.
There you go. And okay.
There you go.
Yep, there you go. And while that's happening, he like pulls his dick out of her face, or of her mouth rather, because he says he's not allowed to come yet because he can only come once a year. And so once he does, he disappears for a year until Christmas. Yes, ma'am.
It's like a reward.
So yes. Earlier though, you said that he yes. hadn't come in 100 years.
Correct.
So how?
But once he does, he can only do it once a year.
So he's just. Okay, keep going.
Does
maybe
that
not
make
think
sense?
Too hard.
Mm-hmm, are you following? Sure. Okay, yeah, sure. Are you following?
It
Randy?
Makes perfect sense to me. Okay. Honestly, I get it.
Thank you, Randy. He hasn't done it in 100 years because nobody's like been with him to for yeah. him to be able to release. But once he yeah. does release, he's only allowed to do it once a year.
He's been stuck okay. in that dildo box.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So then she goes back to lie on her back while these threads are controlling her, like in like you know. Fucking her and her and she orgasms again. They fall off her body and they like move up onto his body and then they like disappear. They like melt into his body. Okay. Yeah. And somehow once that happens, he gets larger. Like he suddenly is bigger. No, I don't know. So then they finally like fuck and of course like, you know, it's the best thing ever, etc. So I don't need to get into all those details. But then he tells her, like, while this is happening, he's like, don't forget to, like, fuck yourself with me when I'm gone because he will, quote, feel it in a way. So obviously he's talking about the dildo.
Hate that.
Yeah. Of course it's everything. As they both come, she says that not only can she, like, feel it down there, she can, like, taste it in her mouth, in the back Ugh. Of her throat. She says Ugh. She is overwhelmed by the warm, comforting scent of cookies fresh from the oven. So there you go. And then suddenly he's gone, but Holly turns her head and there is the small elf again on her nightstand with the Christmas dildo. And that was the end. That was it.
Beautiful.
Okay, Kayla, what did you rate? What would you rate this book?
Oh, I can't rate these books. I don't know.
Okay.
I just like, they're just so ridiculous. I can't rate them. Like I just feel like silly rating it on the same scale that I would rate, you know, a book I love. Is that
well
me? I don't know.
Then
but
let's do a novella nonsense rating. Out of all of the novellas you've read for the pod,
ooh.
Where would this rank?
Second.
Wow.
Because it's really, trust me, you guys, it was actually very well written.
If it would have had some tentacles in there, it would have been first.
Oh my gosh.
I wouldn't have been shocked if he suddenly
I think the Six Hands and the Darling really got her, though.
She's no, like, oh, my God.
Early, her pie is, like,
been
burnt.
And that
burnt.
Chai.
Yeah. And the chai, yeah. I obviously, pie like, as I'm fire. Talking, as I'm telling you out loud about it, I'm like, wow, this is gross. But, again, when I was reading it, I was like, this is well written.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, that was Elfed by Ginger Kane. She has another book in the same series called Court. Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, really visceral things in that book. Like, there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was. It was something.
Great anyway. Work.
Well.
I'll go next.
Okay.
Slay.
Because ours actually have some similar themes. Not a ton.
Okay.
But some. I read Frisky the Snowman.
Is that a carrot?
This is, yes, I'm showing them the cover right now. It is a carrot that has,
with cum?
Maybe yeah. snow on it, you might think.
Maybe snow.
No, I thought it was cum.
This book is by Lauren Beale. It is 52 pages long. And we start off really strong. The dedication is, the story is for my readers who fantasize about sleeping with snowmen. To the rest of you, enjoy unlocking a new kink.
Are there actually people that do that? I don't
so
know.
So she's talking to everyone. Is the you know what? Let me not judge.
Let me know.
If you are listening and you fantasize about that,
live your life, queen.
Yeah.
So my main character's name is also Holly, which, as previously stated, is my mother's name. So I will not be using that name again through the rest of this description. And thankfully, it was only said twice in the book. So I was able to kind of disassociate that. My mother's birthday is on Christmas. My grandparents were not very creative.
Brandy.
Yeah, not very creative Brandy. With the naming her Holly. So we are going to
are
pretend
gonna have
that this girl does not have a name. My mom would be clutching her pearls. She can't even handle Chestnut Springs. So we've been dipping toes. I've been suggesting some books to her. I'm like, this one's spicy. Be careful. And she's like, it was so fun. I love my mom. But we're going to pretend that this character's name in this book has nothing to do with that. All right, so our FMC is first page, making a snowman. She's in a knee-length skirt, and I'm like, wow, that's really weird. Why, right? Like, she's talking about what she's wearing. She's wearing snow boots, snow gloves, a big jacket, and a knee-length skirt, and that's just kind of thrown in there. So initially, I highlighted that, and I was like, that's so weird. But we quickly learn, because once she makes the first snowball, the bottom one, the biggest one, and she makes a second one, but before I put it where it belongs, I stop to straddle the first mound of snow. The hard-packed ice freezes my slit as I rub it along the friction-filled surface. Page one!
What?
So that is the reason that she is wearing a skirt. Or,
oh my god. Kidding.
Where is she building this snowman? Is she in
public?
She's
in her backyard. Like... No, she's in her backyard. And it's said multiple times that it's like she lives on like a backcountry road. Like nobody's probably going to show up.
Okay, good.
So she's in her backyard of her house. Yes,
you
alone.
Can do anything you want in your backyard. Okay. That's insane.
Sure. So she goes about making the rest of the snowman after she does that little like first initial tease. And then when she's finished, she takes out what she calls the pièce de résistance, which is the biggest carrot that she could find at the grocery store. Oh she God. Makes sure to say like, it's huge. It's massive. And she makes a dick out of it. So she shoves it in the bottom of the snowman.
Oh my God.
And she dubs him Frisky. She decides to name him Frisky the Snowman. So she starts making out with this snowman's coal mouth, literally getting coal in her mouth, all while talking dirty to the snowman. She's like, you like that? You like my cold tits? She like takes his branch hands and is like rubbing them on herself. But she's so excited to get to the main event. She says, I fuck myself with carrots the other 9 months out of the year, but it's not the same. I've tried.
With what?
Carrots.
Oh my God.
So you kind of think this book is about a snowman kink. I personally think it's about a carrot kink, but we'll get to more on that later. So she backs herself up onto the snowman dick. Once she's finished, she decides to suck the carrot off and then becomes weirdly possessive of it. She says, I contemplate hiding his cock because it's mine, but I leave it attached. Mind you, it's in her backyard. So that's
going to get moldy in 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, thankfully a lot happens before then. So that is chapter one. Chapter two starts from Frisky's point of view, the snowman. His, the very first sentence is like, what am I? It's like this snowman becoming sentient. And she's like, he's like, why do I feel warm and tingly down there? I'm obsessed with that beautiful woman. And he's like a snowman. He can't move. He can't look around. He's like staring at the woods behind her house. And he's just like obsessed with her. He's sentient. So while she like comes out to do him again, but he can't like talk or move, but he's like talking to her in his head. He's like talking dirty to her. And then something so weird is put in here that I was like, he's like, thankfully I want it because I can't say anything otherwise. I was like, oh, that feels like a weird.
I was like, I don't like that. She's like, I'm gonna go out there and do it. And then he can't speak.
Well, she doesn't know he's alive. So that's like part of it. But like, it, that is included. We I was just like, so maybe like our author, Lauren Beale, was feeling the same way you were, Kendra. So mm-hmm. we get him mm-hmm. saying like, thankfully I want it. It really sets the tone for some more weirdness that's to come later on. But as she goes in for the night after doing him again, she puts a stocking cap on him because she totally forgot it yesterday. She's like, oh, I can't believe I forgot your hat. She puts it on. She goes inside. Later that night, Frisky wakes up and he's like, takes a step back. And he's like, oh, I took a step back. And he's a completely nude human except for the hat. So he's so confused, but he is like, oh my God, I have to find my maker. So he breaks into her house completely nude with just the hat. Mm. And she's sleeping in her bed. And then all of a sudden, though, he gets like really self-conscious because he's like about to be like, oh my God, I want to go fuck her again. But he's like, she liked me when I was big, round lumps of snow. She won't like me like this, like a human. But the great news is he still has a carrot cock. So what great does he news. Do? He decides great. To jack himself onto her bed while she's sleeping. Any guesses onto what his spend is?
Ooh.
Carrot juice?
Ew. Really? No.
No. No, it's a good guess, though.
Okay. Is it like something sweet?
It's yeah, I think holidays. Cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies.
No, it's peppermint cream. Mm-hmm. Okay. Peppermint cream. So he starts like freaking out. He's like getting overly heated. Coming out of a carrot,
mind you. Okay, got it.
Yeah, out of a carrot. Right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he comes onto her bed next to her while she's sleeping, and then he's like freaking out. He like runs outside. That. He's like overheating. Yeah, right.
Oh,
hate that.
Hate that. Like no.
He's panicking. He doesn't know what to do. In his defense, a little bit. He like just became sentient, so he's like, I just know this feels good, and he's like looking at her and scared to wake her up.
Oh my God,
he can go kill himself, like that's crazy. Melt.
So he walks outside, he like is overheating, so he rips his hat off, and then everything goes dark. So our FMC wakes up and she's like, oh, I need to wash my sheets, which is disgusting. But then she goes outside and she, because she sees that the hat fell off the snowman, it's stuck in his twig arms. So she's like, goes outside to fix his hat. And she decides it's too early in the day to do her snowman again. She wants to like hold off until the evening. So she goes back inside, just grabs a carrot. Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Having some respect. Mm-hmm. So she decides to just go back inside and grab a carrot out of her vegetable drawer.
No. No.
So she sits down on her counter and starts jerking herself off. Stop. With just a carrot from the vegetable drawer.
Somebody needs to get her one of those elves.
So disgusting.
Yeah. So she looks outside and sees that the snowman in snowman form is staring in her window with his twig arm wrapped around his carrot dick.
Oh,
so she thinks that she has like a stalker who's moved the snowman into like looking in her window, and they were like making fun of her because they saw her fucking her snowman.
I mean, I would too. Bullying works. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I call 911. You're insane.
So she's like looking around the house. She realizes that there's nobody there. She's just like, "What the fuck ever? I have a date. I can't worry about this right now." So
she has a date.
She sure does. So she leaves to go on to this date. We're back to Frisky, And we realize that the hat is the reason that he's able to change. So mm-hmm. he knows if he takes the hat off, he's going to turn back into a snowman. We don't know why this hat is magical. That is quite literally never even slightly addressed. So he's starting to get a hold of the change. So he's starting to be able to switch back and forth. But he just got so overwhelmed watching her jerk herself with a carrot that he like turned back to the snowman. So she leaves to go on her date. And he's like, he forces himself back into human form. And he's decided he's going to wait for her. He's just like so obsessed with her. He needs to tell her that he's in love with her. So he's waiting for her to come back from her date. So the date comes inside and he's outside and he's so jealous, like watching them, like they're flirting and they're grabbing a drink. And then the date starts getting like handsy and she's like, no. And then he like is kind of like forcing himself on her, which is an insane thing to just throw into a novella yeah. like this. So she's like, stop, stop. No, no, no. So Frisky barges in fully nude, except for the hat, and grabs this guy. His name is Chad, and is like,
of course,
pulls him off of her. Anybody want to guess what happens next? Did you guess that he kills him? You guessed right. So he kills the date, chokes him, carries him by his throat, blood gurgling out of his mouth, outside, and throws him in the snow. His first words when this is happening, his first words that he's spoken in this whole book is, when a woman says no, you listen. So then he kills Chad.
Didn't he just come on her bed without? Okay. 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 I mean, yes, he is right, but wow. How does he know okay. that?
Great question. Because he's barely, it's said multiple times, all he knows is how obsessed he is with his maker. So, like, how did that, the social context of that is in his brain.
This is crazy.
Yeah. So he throws down Chad in the snow, his lifeless body, and it says, his flaccid cock falls from his unzipped jeans, and a sudden insecurity overwhelms me. It looks nothing like what I have between my legs.
Yeah, oh, bud.
This is what he's thinking after he just kills this guy.
Is he gonna rip his cock off?
That would be insane, but no.
Oh, okay.
So he leaves him out there. That's never addressed again, the fact that there's a dead body in her yard. But our FMC is obviously freaking out because Frisky is a completely nude man that just burst into her house. But he's also like nervous about her seeing his dick, but he's completely nude. So she has seen it, but he hasn't. Plot holes. Anyways, she's freaking out. She's literally yelling, like, get out, get off of me. Mind you, he just killed somebody because he's like, when a woman says no. But he goes back into her house nude and she's like, go away, leave me alone. He decides the best course of action is to tie her up until she calms down enough to listen to him.
No.
Mm-mm. Oh,
so
yeah.
He's got her tied up on her bed. Mind you, she's horny about all of this, obviously. And he's explaining to her, like, I only want to bring you pleasure. And she's like, this stalker, she's like thinking that this is the guy that was like that moved the snowman, right? So she's like, all right, I guess if I'm tied up, like, I'd rather go down with a few orgasms under my belt. So she's like, show me. And he starts to go down on her and she's no longer scared. She's begging him to fuck her and he's like, no, I can't. She's like, why? And he like carries her downstairs and he's like, I want you to fuck yourself with this carrot from the fridge instead. And she's like, why won't you fuck me? Yeah, so she does. He's watching and he's like sticking. Maybe he put pants on at some point. I can't really remember. But he's like touching himself or whatever. And she's like, why can't you please? And he's like, you're never going to believe me. And she's like, try me. And he's like, I'm Frisky. And she like laughs and thinks that he's making fun of her because he saw her. So he's like, do you want me to prove it to you? And she's like, yeah. So he like pulls the hat off and turns to a snowman in her kitchen. And she's mm-hmm. like giggling. She's like, at least you'll let me see your cock now, because he was like saying like, no, I'm not going to fuck you. So she like drops onto her knees and like starts to suck his snowman dick. And he puts that, like, the hat gets put back on. He turns back into human and he's like so nervous. And he's like, are you sure you want me? And she's like, he's like, but. She's like, but nothing. You have my fucking dream dick attached to you. It's like I created my perfect man. Strong, sexy, chiseled, but with a carrot cock. So, yeah, she's thrilled the fact that he has a carrot cock.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, so she's going down on him. And he finishes in her mouth. She says, yup, it's peppermint. She says as she licks her lips. You never have to worry about me spitting. So they're just like having an all night freak fest right now. And he's, the lingering question for him is, a question nags at my mind. What happens when the snow melts? So the next morning, they wake up. She's like looking at his carrot dick. It's almost over, I promise. She's looking at his carrot dick.
It's just, I'm like, wow, this is.
I feel bad that you had to read this.
I know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They wake up in bed. She looks at his carrot dick. This is when we find out that his carrot dick can be flaccid, because she said, the minute he's hard again, I'm riding him into the moonlight. So what does a flaccid carrot dick look like? Use your imagination, everybody. So
a moldy carrot.
Ew. Like how it gets white on the outside of it and like crusty. That's disgusting. So the author did decide that it was important for her to sneak a carrot DP scene in there. So
no.
Yeah, Frisky sticks one up her butt.
Oh my god.
And then does her. So two carrots. He said, do you like being stuffed full of two carrots like this? And she's like, yes. So in the end, we find out that he has gathered enough control of the change that he can take the hat off and stay human. How? We have no idea. It's literally never explained. He's just like, and he tears it off and he can stay human. And he's like, oh my god, I'm human. So then the epilogue is a year later. The FMC is like sad that she can't fuck snowmen anymore. So he spent that year gaining enough control that he can toggle back and forth between being a human and a snowman so that she can still, like have sex with snowmen. Again, how? No clue. The end. 1.5 stars.
Oh my god.
I gave it that extra 0.5 because there were some moments in there where I was like, okay, this is a story. But overall, yeah, awful.
Wow. I don't know what I expected.
I felt,
but it wasn't that.
So uncomfortable listening to you describe almost everything.
Wow. Yeah.
Even if I was someone that fantasized about fucking a snowman, I don't think that would ever be my fantasy.
Really, really not what I was expecting when I read like a snowman romance, you know? Mm-hmm. I think the thing that was like so awful for me about it was the fact that like his only purpose was basically to like serve. I don't know. Like he had zero motivations outside of like pleasing her. So I don't know. Yeah.
When she would fuck the snowman, how did that work? If the snowman, like you build a snowman up vertically. How did she do that?
She would like stick the carrot in. Sometimes she's on all fours backing up onto it. And then other times she would like straddle the bottom lump.
And like hold on.
It was said a couple times, that she was going so hard that it popped off. The carrot did.
Hate that. Shouldn't have asked it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Brandy. Oh my god.
It felt like so chaotic while I was explaining it to you because that is how chaotic it read. Like there was no like exposition, middle, you know, conclusion. Like there was no structure to that story at all. Yeah. I just like, I don't know, that added plot in there about her date and then him like tying her up after. I literally, my face was like this the whole time I was reading it. This is the first one where I've read where it hasn't been like a little fun. I was just like,
Yeah, you put that book down and you immediately get back in the kitchen. You say no. You're going to.
No. I finished that book before my pie. I started skimming. My pie was like, still cooking.
You're like, actually, I'm going to make two pies. I have the time now.
Yeah. I have the time.
That is crazy.
So, sorry I had to put you guys through that, but if I had to suffer, so did all of you.
We suffer together.
Yeah.
So, I'll go next. My book was called Working the North Pole by J.M. Time.
Oh.
Yes, Brandy.
No, I'm.
Why?
Wow. Oh. That's such a name. Wow. Working the North Pole.
Working the North Pole.
Somebody like
The cover, you know, you'll see.
Okay.
The cover is of a woman. She looks like an anime character. You don't really see like the top of her face, but she is kind of like,
okay. Ooh. Mm-hmm. I like the negligee.
Yeah. So I thought a man wrote this, and I'll tell you why when I get to it.
Okay.
But spoiler alert, a woman did write this. A little crazy to me, but I thought a man wrote it. Especially given that photo. I was like, that's like what a man thinks a woman looks like. You know, like that's like an incel's like version of like.
Yeah, like on AI, perfect woman, yeah, big tits.
Big tits, skinny waist, big, like, you know, like shut the fuck up. Anyways. So my main character's name is not Holly. Her name is Jane.
Thank God.
My name is Jane. It is the night of Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And Jane wakes up in the middle of the night because she thinks someone is breaking into her house. So another commonality, I guess, with all of us, they all thought someone's breaking into her house. And deep down, though, she's like, oh, I kind of wish it was Santa. Because she says,
okay.
It was ridiculous. I was in my mid-20s and dealing with everything that came with adulthood. I still stood firm, though, holding on to this hope of a little magic left in the world. Remember last week how I made fun of you guys for not hearing the bell from Polar Express? Jane still hears the bell. So, so anyways, she like grabs a bat and goes to see like who's in her apartment. It's dark. She can't really see. She swings and she like hits something and like kind of hurts herself. And then she realizes the person, she sees a pair of boots, and the person who she hit was Santa.
Wow.
Her wish came true. And
right? And she describes him as, he was not a huge, he was a huge man, not fat like I imagined Santa. Okay. He was muscular and thick, definitely a burglar in a Santa costume. I don't know why that sentence was included because it is Santa. So why she was like definitely a burglar in Santa costume. It's literally Santa. Like that was just so odd. And Santa's like, oh my God, Merry Christmas, Jane. And she's like, she's so excited. And we learned that she even set out milk and cookies in her mid-20s setting out. I don't hear the bell that loud. That is crazy. So she's like so excited. Santa's there and he goes, Jane, we need to talk. I have a proposition for you. Your file here shows a mixed review of naughty and nice. Overall, you seem to be a good girl, but you have a naughty, promiscuous side. Santa, why do you know that about?
Wait, like, Santa.
Santa. So she's like, oh my God, like, I'm either going to get a spanking.
Oh.
Or he's going to give me coal.
Girl, which one do I want?
Which one do I want? Oh my God. And so she's like sitting there nervously. And then he tells her, like, you know, the combination of you being so naughty and so nice is perfect for a job that I have in the North Pole. My elves spend all year surrounded by childish things, and while they are a happy group, their production has suffered lately. I believe this is because they need some adult fun.
Perverts.
Yeah. And then we get this like description of what she's wearing because like suddenly she's like aware that like she's standing in like front of Santa. This is why I thought this was written by a man. It says, I hadn't put any clothes on and was sitting there in a red thong and a white tank top you could easily see through. I moved my arms, attempting to cover up my hard nipples discreetly. What woman is sleeping in a thong? That is a part, like a thong.
Me in my fucking boy shorts with a giant t-shirt.
A thong? I was like, oh, no, man, that's definitely crazy. Wrote this. Like 100%. Like, because they just don't know, but no, a woman wrote this. Yeah. Like,
yeah, and also in it, no, at least I don't. You don't, I feel like no women with like
chest, big boobs,
or normal size boobs, yeah, like would sleep in a tank top. Why?
No, they're flying out left and right. Yep, literally the top, out the armholes, like every direction. Hell no.
Yeah. Ain't no way.
So, already a crazy thing that she would, like, the thong really threw me. Like, your ass.
Yeah.
Give it a break. apologies to anyone listening that sleeps in a thong. I promise you, give it one night. One night without it, your ass crack.
Throw on some boy shorts.
Well, thank you.
Chafed.
Well, thank you. Oh my gosh. So anyway, Santa goes on to describe the job, and he wants her to be like a bartender and go hang out in the lounge where the elves go to like take their breaks and just like make drinks with them. And, you know, they could use some female conversation. Mm. And she's like, oh my God, like this is like the opportunity of a lifetime. Like I can go to the North Pole. I can be around magical elves and Santa. Like she's like, yes, like I'll go. So he gives her a snow globe and he goes, this will transport you to the North Pole. When you have free time and want to work the lounge, shake the globe. Time works differently at the pole and the globe will make sure you show up when they are on breaks. When you come back, you will only have lost a few seconds here for every hour there. I was like, okay, like way to like, because I definitely would have been like,
build the world.
How long is she gone? You know, okay, yeah, world building, a point. Again, she's like, this is amazing. Even if I'm dreaming, I'm like, this is perfect. And Santa goes, okay, well, I'm not done yet. And he has a little box. And he's like, you get a present. And you need a firm hand to correct your naughty behavior. Mm-mm. Most people get coal, but you're going to get something else. So he, like, positions her body over, like, his lap. Somehow it gets a little confused.
It's a butt plug.
And
that's my guess. Then, sorry, keep going.
That's crazy. Yes, that's exactly what it is. Yes, he gets her a butt plug, but we're not there yet. But good guess. Honestly, good guess. Hey, did you read this?
Ready?
That's my pen name. I wrote it.
You speaking from experience? That's crazy. Yeah. Anyways, he like positions her to get a spanking and he like starts spanking her. And it's like that clip from American Dad that goes viral on Twitter like every like 2 months of Stan spanking his wife to show her how he like had to like spank someone at work. And he's like taking it very seriously. He's like, yeah, like I hit him like this. And she's like, can you do it again? Just like a little harder. And he's like, are you sure? She's like, yeah. And then she gets like really into it. That's how I pictured like this girl getting spanked. And he goes, you can have your present now, which it is a butt plug. And he puts it in her. Oh, first he puts it in her mouth. He tells her like, you know, relax, chill out. and then he puts it in her ass and then she goes down on him. And it's not his cum that tastes like peppermint. It's just his shaft. We don't know what his cum tastes like.
Okay.
It's just a shaft. So.
Thank you so much for clarifying because I was wondering. Yeah.
So he comes. It comes in her mouth. Like he comes in her mouth. She tries to swallow it. It's so much that like, you know, it's running out of her mouth. And he goes, Merry Christmas. And he burst into a sparkling glitter that floated around the room and disappeared.
Not hurt him getting off and leaving her unsatisfied. That's crazy. God.
I mean, she kind of, like, she got off. She got off. She got off by, like, him, you know?
The spanking.
Okay.
Yeah. So then she's like, oh, my God. Like, am I crazy? And she just goes to bed. She wakes up the next morning.
Mind you, this book is 20 pages, right?
Oh, yeah. That was only chapter
one.
Okay. Got it.
She wakes up the next morning and she makes herself some coffee and she's still like, am I crazy? And when she goes to make the coffee, she tastes it and says it was a rich and bitter with what seemed like just a hint of peppermint undertone.
Oh, he dipped his dick in her coffee.
No, she still has a taste in her mouth. You're telling me you just sucked Santa's dick before bed and you didn't brush your teeth?
Ew.
You didn't brush your teeth? You have
this strange
all this
man's
cum
dick
in your mouth.
Oh.
And you just say, yeah, I'm gonna go to bed.
Ew,
I'm just gonna go to bed.
Ew.
Disgusting. So offense. Count number one, sleeping in a thong. Guilty.
Guilty.
Count number two, not brushing your teeth after sucking dick.
Guilty. Do you think she even washed her face?
Bro, probably not. She's disgusting. Ew. So she realizes, you know, she's not crazy. She sees the snow globe that he gave her to transport her to the North Pole. And she, it's like, I need to start work immediately. Like, she's so excited. So she shakes it and she transfers magically to the North Pole.
Is this Christmas morning, right? This is Christmas.
Time morning. Is so odd. So technically, okay. Yes, for her, it's Christmas morning.
Okay.
And then it works differently.
Right.
Okay. So she gets to the North Pole and she meets this elf named Clyde, and he's so happy that she's there. And he gives her the rundown of the job, similar to Santa. And he says, all you are required to do is hang out and be available. You can talk with them, flirt with them, whatever. They are a friendly bunch and just need a morale boost.
Okay.
So then I start to question Santa. I'm like, why are your elves so down? Like, why do they need this? Truly. You know?
Yeah.
Anyways. We never really get the answer. But I was just like, weirdo. And so then she realizes that she's wearing a different outfit, which is the outfit that she has on the cover. So, like, the green Christmas dress.
He's like, just go play checkers with them. Her tits are, like,
yeah, out. Like, as a... So, like, yeah, just as
basically,
as
like,
hot
a milkmaid
bartender.
Dress. Like, yeah.
Oh, and she takes advantage.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Clyde's like, I hope you like the outfit. I designed it, and Frank made it.
Ew.
And Frank is this, like, elf that... he's like kind of shy and like standoffish, and Frank is like sitting in the corner of like the bar that she's like at. She says that he's handsome and appeared older than Clyde. She goes to like say hello, and he's just like still being like standoffish, like not even like looking her in the eye. But then she like, you know, puts on her flirty smile and is like giving him attention, and he finally like gives in.
It's like she forgot all about her magical night with Santa.
And did. So she's like flirting with him a lot, and she goes, and he's just like, yeah, like I'm just like so bored, like every day is like the same. Like, she's like, I know something that can break up the monotony.
Oh my god.
How long before the other workers come in? And he's like, okay, like probably like 20 minutes. So they go to a bathroom. I'm sorry guys, it's just like crazy, like,
it's like taking a drag of cigarettes, like
So they go to the bathroom, and she describes Frank as seeming like a fish out of water. If he had ever been with a female, it had been a long time, and he didn't seem to know what to do.
Oh.
I wasn't opposed to taking control when necessary, and pressed him against the sink, locking my lips on his and then pressing my tongue into his mouth.
Oh,
she just like
girl
picks this elf up and like forces herself. Ew. So she breaks her kiss, and then she breaks their kiss, and then bends over the sink, and like her skirt slids up, and he like goes down on her and is like licking at like the crotch of her thong. So she's wearing another. She just doesn't take the thong off. Apparently,
Is he bad at this?
No, like he seems to be really enjoying himself, so like that's like good for her.
Okay.
And he like pulls the thong to the side and like buries his tongue into her pussy, and then he licks up to her asshole, teasing it with his tongue. So maybe he has been with someone before to know how to do that. She goes, oh my, you are a naughty elf. So she's really eating this up. So they finish, and she goes, how's your day going now? He goes, it's going wonderfully. What do we do now? She goes, well, now you introduce me to the other guys.
Ew!
So she's like, oh.
So she's just like so happy. She's so happy that she was able to bring Frank all of this enjoyment. Mm-hmm. And then it jumps. So you learn that she, in chapter 3, she's been going to the North Pole a lot. She loves spending time up there. But she says, I was surprised by how few of the elves actually showed sexual interest in me. I learned that most didn't think like that. Just a few of them were, as they stated, cursed with the craving. The average elf just enjoyed visiting and hearing about life outside the pole. The cursed ones were easily spotted. They were the least jolly ones when I first started coming. So the horny elves are just miserable up there working the North Pole. And she's making it better for them.
Which calling it a curse?
Right. I think that detail's so interesting. Like, yeah, if they're elves, like they build toys, like I guess I wouldn't want them to be horny. But like, but just a few.
Just imagine them screwing in that etch sketch, like,
yeah. So then we learned too that like it's been a lot of been a while since she's been doing this, and she still hasn't seen Santa since like that first night in her apartment, which was Christmas Eve.
Damn.
So now it's been a year. It literally jumped a year because we're getting ready for a Christmas Eve party.
I can't believe this is 21 pages.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, wow. Yeah.
The party goes great, and she whispers to all of her special elves, ones that are cursed with the horniness, to like stay extra. Like when the party dies, like you stay.
God. Are they her height?
It's never really said. I kind of picture them like regular elves, to be honest.
Got it.
Okay.
All right. I think it makes it a little bit more fun if they're like these tiny little
she's
men.
Like basically, is she like basically the, they're like dominatrix essentially?
She's something.
She's like, something. She, maybe not quite that extreme, but she's all, like, she's like telling all of them, you stay after.
Yeah, all of our FMCs need a lot of psychological evaluation.
Yeah. We'll lock them up.
Yeah. So she is like, had fun at the party, and we learned that she was wearing her butt plug and was doing it to push them to their breaking points before giving them all what they want at the end of the night. So I'm assuming she's wearing something that's like
revealing.
Low cut. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like anytime she's like bending down, they can see it. Oh yeah, she goes, I had bent over in front of their table, making sure the skirt rode up all the way so they could see my soaked thong tight into my cunt and the thin string running over the butt plug.
Oh.
A thong and a butt plug.
Oh. Give it a break, girl.
The way that you just read that sentence is so funny.
Soaked.
Like, her panties aren't, she's not just wet, she is soaked over these fucking elves. So her little crew stays. It's Frank and four other guys. She goes, are you boys ready for your present? And they're like, yes. Like, they're so excited and eager. So she pulls her thong to the side and like, she's like, sits on the table and spreads her legs and pulls her thong to the side and says to one of the elves, you know you've been dying for a taste of this, Jim. So
Jim, why is she giving them the grossest names ever?
I don't know. He starts eating her out, and she like spreads herself open for him. And she starts moaning loudly. And all the other guys are just like jerking it while he's doing that. And they all just sort of like take turns with her. Let me get, so there's Frank, Jim, Don, and those are really the only ones. Oh, there's a Henry.
No. I hate it.
And so she's just she has dick in her mouth, one's going mm-hmm. down, and she says to Jim, you gonna fuck me or just eat my pussy all night? And he then starts to fuck her. And she's double teaming the other one as she's getting fucked.
Oh. Okay.
And yeah, so hold on. I got a little lost. There's a lot of sex positions.
Oh my god.
How is this 21 pages?
Oh. Okay, it's a lot. It was packed, Kayla. It was packed.
A lot, Robin.
So like someone like comes on her tits, they're all coming, and then she pulls out her butt plug and she turns to one of them and she goes, I know what you want. And mm-hmm. she slams her asshole down on one of the elves' cock, and he just fucks her ass. So they finish, but then she looks up and Santa's there. And he doesn't like you she sees she sees Santa there while Frank, the guy who fucked her ass, like his cock is still in her ass.
Also, oh my god,
headphones on.
Is she okay?
And Santa doesn't look happy. And he goes, when you return tomorrow, we will have a yearly review and see if you are on the naughty or nice list. So then she's back at her house and she's like, oh, I'm nervous. I'm nervous to go back. Like,
Santa, boyfriend, I'm nervous.
She like shakes the snow globe, goes back, but like goes to a different part, and like somehow ends up like tied up and has like red ropes around her body that were wrapped tightly around her large tits, causing them to stick out, and they were already becoming red and sensitive. So she's like bound and gagged and like her bottom half is bare. Yeah, then Santa has like a paddle, and he goes, "You have to make a decision. You can either take your punishment and continue your work with the elves, or you can leave now and never return." And she's like, "Return? Like, I don't want to not return." So she's gonna take the punishment, and so she goes, "Punish me." And he goes, "Okay, your safe word is." Any guess?
Merry Christmas.
Yuletide greetings.
No, it's candy. It's candy cane.
Oh,
yeah.
Lame.
So, yeah. Wait. Then he likes. It's a lot of BDS. It gets a little BDS in me, which I'm not a big fan of. And yeah, they fuck. And of course, you learn that his dick is just so big, mm-hmm. which we kind of already knew from the beginning. And again, her pussy is just soaked. It's so
Kayla is so done with this.
And it ends with him fucking her so hard, and he explodes inside
of
her. And he removes all of like her like ties and the gag that she had, and goes, "Do you think you can be a good girl for me now?" And she smirks at him and she goes, "I'll try my best." He gives her a warm smile and a kiss on the forehead, and then everything fades away, and then she's back in her apartment. The end.
Oh.
Hi.
So, when I said if you wanted to bake a pie, I think you could get off in those 21 pages. I obviously cannot read that sensually. I had to read it like a joke. But I think if you were alone and you liked that type of stuff, you could find something from that. So again, Working the North Pole by J.M. Time, who is a woman.
I like went to the Kindle store and I looked this up. First of all, that cover is definitely AI. Second, I went to like her other stuff, and yeah, it's literally all, I think these aren't AI, these are real pictures, but it's all just like pictures of really hot model girls, like with their tits completely like out. One of them, a girl is even completely naked and she's just covered.
Oh, let me go look.
Anyway.
Okay, you guys, comparing this to last year's Holiday Novella Roundtable, over, under, Kayla already answered that. She likes last year's better, right?
Yes. Yes.
I definitely liked last year's better, even though last year's was bad. It was like a holiday vampire hunter romance. Not great, but definitely better than whatever the fuck Frisky the Snowman was.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Kendra?
You know, I did. There was more to work with this one than the last one. Last one was 9 pages.
Yeah.
This one was 21. It was
so much longer. Double.
Longer.
Yeah.
Three times as much, honestly. Uh-huh. Wait. Yeah.
Almost.
No.
Almost. Not quite. Okay. Three times. Yeah.
Guys, math is not my strong suit.
27. I said the wrong number anyway.
I was like 7, 20. Yeah, anyways. And this one was a little bit less ridiculous, and I think the random elf fucking that took place. My goal for next year is to find something that does not involve elves. I thought this was going to be Santa.
Yeah.
2 for 2 with the elves. I don't want to read about them anymore. Because I don't like seeing them as these little perverted freaks, you know? I don't want that.
They should be wholesome making toys.
Thank you. And there were some in this one, you know? Like,
some of them didn't want to do it. They were like,
no.
Yeah.
Some of them were like, please let us do our jobs.
Yeah.
Like, leave us alone. But I enjoyed this one more. My favorite novella that we've ever done, though, has still been the Moth one that I read for Halloween last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I need Sam Nacosta to write like
a holiday one.
Yeah. Anyway, that was fun. You know what I think we should do next time is we should pick for each other.
Ooh,
because I think that was fun when we did it with Maya. She picked for us, so then if we pick for each other, it's kind of like, I think that'll be fun. happy holidays from our family to yours. Oh, you know what I want to read? Sierra Simone has like a holiday short that's inspired by that incestuous Folgers commercial from a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, you're my present this year. And she's speaking to her brother, like giving him the eyes. Yeah, she wrote a short story about that. It's in some collection. It might be online now. But.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Anyways, read these novellas if you want something, or don't. There are so many other wholesome Christmas novellas.
Yeah.
Lauren Asher just came out with one, Mine, December Darling. Mm-hmm. So cute.
Yeah, I know people really like the Tessa Bailey one that just came out. Mm-hmm. And Allie Hazelwood just came out with one. Like, unless you're going for shock factor, definitely don't recommend these ones. And even if you are going for shock factor,
I still
don't recommend.
Yeah.
Kendra, you rated yours 1 star, right?
I sure did. Yeah. I sure did.
Well, if you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate rating and reviewing the podcast. And go over to @bringyourownpod on Instagram. Give us a follow and keep up with everything that's going on over there. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.